If you want to catch a glimpse of modern Istanbul, it helps to stay up past midnight. At this nightclub, the lights go down and the burlesque floor show is revealing. Some of the city's most successful business people bring their families and friends here. The show goes on 6 nights a week. At least it does at the moment, though club manager Gulsum Sami, warily eyeing the role of Islam in Turkey, wonders how long all this can continue.
Turkey has been a democratic country since, over 80 years. So it is too complicated to change it into an Islamist country. But of course, this is their dream.
They are the members of the Turkish government led by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who won election in 2003. Since then, the country's secularists have worried that the governing Justice and Development Party is intent on turning back the clock to the time before Mustafa Kemal Atatürk founded modern Turkey on the constitutionally guaranteed principle of separation between religion and the state.
There is no something called soft Islamist government.
Bedri Baykam is one of Turkey's most prominent artists. He's also politically active, defending the country's secular principles. He accuses the government of rewriting school textbooks to emphasize the role of Islam, of campaigning to limit the consumption of alcohol and the enormous number of restaurants that serve it, of encouraging young women to wear headscarves or take up the veil, and of showing intolerance for nudity and eroticism in art, from timeless classics like Delacroix's Liberty Leading the People to Baykam's own postmodernism.
When you take a frog and you put it into boiling water, the frog would jump out and you could not cook it and eat it. So what you do is, unfortunately the example is cruel, you take a frog and you put it in kind of coldish, lukewarm water, and you start heating the water very, very slowly. And then the moment the frog realizes what happened, it's too late. This is the example we give for what they're doing to the Turkish society.
Defenders of the government take a different view. They argue Turkish society is demanding changes in the way the country is run, but they maintain the changes are moderate and not designed to undo Turkey's secularist nature.
There is no change in Turkey now and the time when this government came into power.
Femi Koru is a columnist who's close to the government. He writes for the newspaper Yeni Şafak.
Some people who are religiously, less religiously inclined, who expected that this government would make great changes in our way of life, but it hasn't been happening that way, actually.
There is a potential flashpoint ahead. Prime Minister Erdogan may seek the presidency next year. Parliament will choose a new president in April. And secularists like retired Istanbul University professor Nur Vurgun are horrified at the prospect of an Islamist becoming the country's head of state.
The civil society of Turkey, which is very unorganized, I recognize, should do everything possible, but everything possible, to prevent not only Mr. Erdogan, but anybody who, like Mr. Erdogan.
There is another force in Turkey constitutionally charged with defending the country's secular nature, the army, which intervened politically in 1960, 1971, and again in 1980. The new chief of the general staff has made speeches warning of the need to preserve the country's essential character. And one retired general, Edip Başer, says if needed, the army will act.
If the Turkish military considers, evaluates that there is no other way, and if the public opinion insists that there's no other way to protect it, then army to come in and protect it. Army should, in that case, in such case, army certainly should do whatever necessary.
As the night wears on at this Istanbul nightclub, revelers sing a Turkish version of the 1970s classic, I Will Survive. but whether their lifestyle will survive in Turkey without a considerable struggle is a hotly contested issue. Simon Marks for VOA News, Istanbul.